Yesu yebazibwe nyo bana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Mukurikeyo mukanyomero akokumusinza nokumutendereza.
Welcome back from the session of worship and praising of Him.
Okusinza kitaffe omwana n'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Worship the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Natwega taku kibiina kya bamalayika abatukuvu mu ggulu.
Join on the congregation of the angels in heaven.
Wamuna abatukuvu abatusokayo.
Together with the Holy Ones who moved ahead of us.
Nga bwichani kwa Mebulaniya 12.
As written in Hebrews 12.
22-23. Njitukwaniza mu kibuga kya Katonda.
That we welcome you in the city of God,
Jerusalem
of heaven,
great
gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God, and then to the spirit of those who are sanctified.
So,
after getting sanctified, we shall join on them. But the way it is, that Amos 3:3 he says, two cannot move together except they have agreed.
So can't
agree with things done in heaven, times of joining them in the kingdom of heaven, that we get to be worthy.
We
can long to fulfill the prayer the Lord Jesus taught us in the Luke 11, verse 1 unto 9.
When
we asked him that how should we pray,
teach
us as John the Baptist taught his disciples, and he taught saying that our Father is in heaven, and the Lord be his name, the kingdom come,
the
will be done on earth as it's done in heaven.
Began
to practice to rehearsing for that, how we shall move with the holy angels in heaven together with the holy ones in there.
We
began to be in the character and conduct of our home in heaven.
But
we know this journey we are in. Even today we've come more in the gathering of the Holy Clan of our home in heaven.
We move,
know how we shall move, go back home in heaven,
and
get the light of the word which is enough. And we are given those needed in this our journey. As he speaks in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse
3,
that the divine power of God already gave us what we need in this life, and in serving God, and moving to understand Him, till we've come get light on all those, how we shall go back home in heaven, even to go above the heavens, the new heavens and the new earth. And even to know how we are given, those we need in this our way of salvation, of going back home in heaven. We thank God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit
for
adding us a good time like this, and to appreciate and to loving us, even choose us in the thousands of many people,
giving
us the light filled with knowledge, the full knowledge of God and His glory.
He
wants us to spread it in the entire world.
So, Uganda,
and we place in Uganda a pearl of Africa,
a
nation called to spearhead God's work, the final on the planet earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much, which involves preparing all nations for the coming back of Jesus Christ and the end of all ages.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and a Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, by the Spirit of God,
who
is empowered us. We base in this ministry the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory. We move on, reach you the call of God on the nation of Uganda, on behalf of all other nations. Praise Jesus much. Now we're still moving on with the call of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was marked in prophecies released in the AD.
You
look most with the Asturian vision on the nation of Uganda. In there we got four major points, those building up that vision.
So we've
taken loan analyzing the second point, and we see why the man meant to head God's final work
facing
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa,
has
to be like Elijah and Moses. We saw many reasons why, and we reached our general reason, and we see our general reason why that man is to be like prophet Elijah,
Moses,
which gives us double portion.
So musonga ya
now, in our general reason, we are most on this sixth reason, that anointing of double portion of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. They are the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled.
It's
to work in God's final work on the planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. We saw much under that heading, reaching to see how to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
So
and when we reached on this point, which tell us, we see the way anointing of double portion of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. They are the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled. How they work as the word of God is. Praise Jesus much. Now we still on this point, we see the way anointing of double portion of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. They are the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled. How they work as the word of God is to say that taking off the seven seals of the seven spirits from the word of God
will
cause you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. They are the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled, and be filled with the light of the word of God, and be filled with the knowledge of God and His glory. Praise Jesus.
So
we have to see how all seven spirits work in double portion as the word of God is. We decided to begin to see the Spirit of the Lord.
So,
we began to see the way the Spirit of the Lord works in the double portion as the word of God is.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But because we know is that in the double portion, we first go to see the single portion, and we see the way the Spirit of the Lord works in the single portion as the word of God is. In where we saw 5 points, we ended seeing the image of God, God the Father, God the Word, and the Holy Spirit right on their thrones. But because we knew they began together, it took us above the heavens,
boost
us in that, see the way Spirit of the Lord works in double portion as the word of God is. Praise Jesus much. When we take off the seventh seal, we see the way the Spirit of the Lord works in the double portion as the word of God is. We got a good introduction.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We move on, take off the seventh seal of the Spirit of the Lord from the word of God.
This
one show us what's above the heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. After we've seen that God the Father began with His word, the Lord Jesus, together with the Holy Spirit,
and
we asked asked the question, where did they begin from?
So
now it took us above the heavens in our introduction.
We
got a second point there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
we were told that above the heavens, at the beginning and the end, and that is God the Father. We began with God the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Spirit, and we finished that point, and we moved to another point that just ended to finish up, and
we
even asked the question that above the heaven, how does it look like, and what is up there?
Oh,
it's the beginning and the end, and it's God the Father. We began with the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Spirit. We discovered that above the heaven, there is the new heavens and the new earth, according to Revelations, chapter 21,
from
the verse 1 and 2. And we saw much above the heavens, that there is the new heavens and the new earth, and that is the beginning and the end. It's God the Father. We began with God the Word, together with the Holy Spirit. But in all, we have our point. I think it's the fourth. Is it not that? Going beyond above the heavens. What is there?
Yes,
you praise Jesus. If you go above the heavens, reach the beginning and the end, that's where you end. It's the end on you. It's where there's the new heavens and the new earth.
If
you go beyond above the heavens,
beyond above heavens,
beyond above the heavens,
it's the everlasting.
Whom
is God Himself?
Yes, yes. Praise Jesus. Above the heavens, you preach there, you see. You see the new heavens, the new earth, and it's the beginning and the end.
Above
and if you go above the heavens, that's why we call it the everlasting.
So
that's why
we've
given you the heading saying that beyond above the heavens, what is there? That there is the everlasting, and it's God the Father. Go to the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And you don't reach that they ask you that when you reach above the heavens, there's a new heavens, new earth, and it's the beginning and the end, and it's God Himself. Going beyond Him, what is there? That's what we answer now. That beyond above the heavens, what is there? There is the everlasting, and it's God the Father,
Chigambo,
the Word, whom we know as a Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, even the Holy Spirit. That's what we're heading on to see. Is it not that?
Fifth point,
show us how we are above the heavens. But right now, let's first see this. Beyond above the heavens, what is there? That is where there is everlasting. Everlasting. And it's God the Father. And God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Spirit, whom we know as God the Spirit. Praise Jesus much.
Now
we had seen what's above the heavens, the beginning and the end. It's God the Father, began with His Word, and the Holy Spirit. There is the new heavens and the new earth, as we first hear in the Ephesians 4 and the verse 9. Let's read we here. Ephesians 4 from verses 9.
Na ye chigambe chonti yalinya, chigamba chi wabulo kugamba anti, era yaka mungu yeza wanse zensi. Olinyolwe kumi, eyaka era ye uyo e yalinya wagure nyo, okusinga zi heaven zizo na, Praise
Jesus much. If you pass all the heavens, what we call above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You
pass through all the heavens which is today. You go above the heavens. But we discovered it. What the Spirit of the Lord reveals us. As the word of God is.
It
takes us till we understand all words how they are. We discover that above the heavens. That is the beginning and the end. It's God the Father.
He
began with his word. And the Holy Spirit.
Want
to go beyond there and we see what's beyond above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But before we reach there, remember when we reached above the heavens, lightened according to Revelation 21, in the verse 1 to 2, and we are told like this. Revelation 21 and verse 1.
Nenda bazi heavens empya nense empya kubanga zi heavens ezolubereberye nense yolubereberye ngazigenze.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. In Revelation 21 in the verse 1 and 2
agamba nenda ba amaguru amapya nense.
I saw the new heavens and the new earth.
Maifu agambye ndi chigambo maguru sikyangu kuogera mu lyo
Luganda. The word heavens is not easy to speak in Luganda language.
Chiganda wazo kuva mu
Luzungu. And we began to speak directly in English.
Ugamba ndi nenda bazi heavens.
And we say I saw heavens.
Tubula mu lyo Luganda tipaswa kugamba nenda ba maguru.
Why in Luganda they cannot speak heavens. It means another thing.
Abula abagamba nenda beguru ndi wange eri lyerimu.
It seems as if it's one heaven.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So,
Revelation 21, in the verse 1 and 2,
it shows
the new heavens and the new earth. And earth which are passed away.
So,
passing away of the heavens and the earth which are. Heavens, they are new heavens and the new earth.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus, man. Understood where we see the new heavens and the new earth above the heavens. The
heaven is
unending heavens. That's God the Father.
He
began with his word and his Holy Spirit in manifesting. That's where we see them on the throne. Where we head on to everlasting. Cannot know exactly even where they are seated. You go there, see big lights and pillars of sun. You finish the much light. You reach where there is fire and you cannot move ahead. And the portion remaining is fire. Moving onwards. And you hear him speak.
But
peace within the pillar of light and fire. Now everlasting is just beyond.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You
cannot limit that God ends.
Above
the heavens is the beginning and the end. When you reach there, it is finished. You end to question from there. The rest explains to you that is everlasting. If you want to ask and enter in it, as we were in the journey of heavens,
you
enter and you get lost in pillars of much light.
Jangu.
And you say, come.
No,
and you
father.
And the voice reaches you, come. And you move inside.
Want
to see where the God end locked.
Jangu,
and you hear fire. And you hear fire.
Jangu,
come. You reach there. And that's why he says in the scripture is the consuming fire. The remaining part is fire.
And
you know you've moved to what extent.
And
spiritual transport is quick to vanish just. Everlasting is just another
but
we shall end above the heavens in the beginning and the end, where we shall find the new heavens and the new
where
we shall see Father sit on the throne, even His word and the Holy Spirit. When we check is everlasting,
it's
just beyond, you just give up on it.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
But we remember when we reach above the heavens, we find the new heavens and the new earth. That's what we call the beginning and the end.
So
call it everlasting. There.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
that's where we had words like this. And we hear in Isaiah 46. And the Father speaks like this. Isaiah 41, verse 6.
Baya mbabuli muntu muliruwa nawe. Buli muntu
naga.
Isaiah 41
and verse 6.
Bayamba buli muntu muliraana awe. Buli muntu naagamba muganda wenti gumo omwoyo. Olunyo lwo musanvu. Awo omubazi nagumya omwoyo omuwesi wa zaabu. Noyo nasenyenta n'ennyondo nagumya oyo akuba kulwa akuba kuluyi.
Tugende muyana.
Let's go to Isaiah 40.
Isaiah esule ya makumi ana nolo nyiriri olomukaga.
Isaiah 40 verse 6.
Edobozi lya yogeranti yogerera waguru. Ne wabawe ya yogeranti na yogerera chi waguru. Omubiri gwonna muddo. N'obulungi bwagwo bonna bulinganga ekimuli ekyomunnimiro. Olinyo lw'omusanvu. Omuddo guwotoka. Ekimuli kiyongobera. Kubanga omukka gwa Mukama gugufuwako mazima abantu muddo.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
So mubyona chenjagala tutunulire.
In all what I want us to look to.
Chapter ibadde buzemu eri sura na munya onyoro mukaga.
Isaiah 44 verse 6.
Nti wetutuka waguru weguru.
That when we reach above the heavens.
Tusingane gweja nese byangu tuulide.
New heavens, new earth as we've heard.
Ewe wetutuka wo heaven izizo sina nyangu za kumara.
When we reach those heavens, not easy to finish them up.
Banga wobo tuse kuchitafike nyiri.
There you've reached the Father himself.
Yatandi kokola bisachigambo.
Where he began to manifest his word.
No,
and he must himself
command
together with the Holy Spirit. Read 44 verse 6.
Isaiah 44
verse 6.
Bwatyo bwayogera Mukama, Kabaka wa Isirayiri, era omununuzi we, Mukama ow'Eggye nti, nze ndi wa lubereberye, era nze ndi wa nkomerero. Sote wali Katonda wabulanze.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we reach above the heavens,
as
first began in Ephesians 4, verse 9
and
10. Past this heaven, you go above the heavens. Revelations 21,
1
to
2
shows above the heavens their new heavens and the new earth.
So
now when we reach there, to Isaiah 44 verse
6.
We reached a point where God says, now I'm manifesting. Let me appear that I can be seen. Even my word and my spirit. That's when we reach there, above the heavens. The new heavens, new earth. They tell us, reach the end and the beginning. That's God the Father.
We
began with His Word and the Holy Spirit. Now, beyond there, beyond above the heavens,
we've
gone to His everlasting, in His everlasting, unending.
Where you
find fire, you find darkness, fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now we remember when we read Revelation chapter 1, 17 and 18. You remember even the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, explained that it is the beginning and the end. That they speak when you've reached above the heavens. That you
came
here and it's me. I am here the beginning. Here you've gone to my everlasting and ending.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. I don't know how you understand that word.
Beginning and end.
Separate the beginning and the end. Everlasting is an ending. I don't know, you've tried to depreciate these two things. Let us read Revelations
1.
17:18. Revelations 1:17.
Bwe namulaba nengwa ku bigere ng'afudde, n'anteekako omukono gwe ogwa ddyo ng'ayogera nti totya, nze ow'olubereberye era ow'enkomerero. Olunyo 18. Era omulamu, era nnali nfudde, era laba ndi mulamu emirembe n'emirembe. Era nina ebisumuluzo ebyokufa n'ebyemagombe.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Wetuwulira Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
When we hear the Lord Jesus Christ,
tumanyi Katonda kigambo era omwana.
Know as God the Word and the Son.
Ng'atugamba nze ow'olubereberye era ow'enkomerero.
Beginning and the end.
Era laba nnali nfudde naye kati ndi mulamu.
I was dead, now I'm living.
Buli oba ogera ekigambo ekyo ntandikwa n'enkomerero.
Time they speak the word beginning and the end.
Oba ogenza awo waggulu we
gone above the heavens.
Naye waliwo ekigambo kye batera okukozesa ennyo mu Bible.
The word they usually use in the Bible.
Obutakoma.
Everlasting.
There
you have gone beyond the beginning and the end. If you go beyond and you move ahead,
you move
everlasting. No matter how you research, it will never end.
There
you and when you reach above the heavens, don't research beyond, therefore you will not be able to make it.
Those
people ask
you
beyond above
Mugambe,
what is what there, tell them there is everlasting. That God is everlasting.
Beginning
and the end above the heavens, where we can see him. For the one of us, beyond the heavens, what is
it?
And who began God? God there inside.
The
rest, last thing, no matter how you will research.
You
Satan attrapped many questions in this generation. God answered many questions, more answers more than the questions. Ask one question, God prints a 100-page book of answers.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now when we go there, when we are above the heaven, even the spirit tells us he was there. When we go inside there, all together in the everlasting. You can't separate them, at least the Father. That's the Son. In there they agree in one.
And
you hear the Holy Spirit. And you hear the Father. But you don't see them in everlasting. Now there I wonder. But what are you looking for there even?
When
you reach the
heavens,
where heavens end, endless for the iron him.
Not
shown you move from new heavens
elsewhere.
You just move, you see. No more see the city, you've just moved into light.
Jerusalem,
in Jerusalem of heaven, the new one,
that
itambula, above the heavens, you move it,
no,
the buildings, you finish them, you move into much light.
No,
and you go into the second new heaven.
No,
and you move mountains and mountains of precious stones, and you disappear in there. And you say, Lord, where am I?
ogenze mbuta komabu wange.
You've gone in my everlasting.
Yongere utambule.
You keep moving.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
So that's
why in Genesis 1,
verse 1 and 2,
even the Holy Spirit in the beginning, you will see him. But beyond there, you've gone to everlasting. Let's read we here.
Oluvereverie esulesoka nolunyiriri olusoka
Genesis 1 from verse 1
Oluvereverie katonda yatonda zi heavens nensi olunyo lwokubiri ensi yali njerere nga yetabudde tabudde nechizikiza chali kunguru kubuziba omoyo gwa katonda negumamira kunguru kumazzi.
Yes, praise
Jesus, man.
In beginning,
he was there when he reached above the heavens. We shall see them on their throne seated. And the three, you see them there. The Father, out of him came the word of the Lord Jesus. Out of them came the Holy Spirit. You see them there. When you go to everlasting, you cannot differentiate this the Father. This is the word Son. But you hear them just speaking. There are not even homelands that they look like this. There's no formula that
it looks.
It is everlasting.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
move me. Big pillars, brightness, and he ceases to be rays. When you
first
move it, the rays of light moving, it comes flash in new heavens
and you
disappear moving in them.
It reach
there,
there
are no more rays, but now they are pillars of light. And you ask Father where I am. I am in everlasting. Do you want to still move on?
Moving
there, you don't move like this. One step you are in America, another. But you run.
Until
you surrender yourself.
Let
me go back where they are looking good. I see New Jerusalem be there.
Oh,
in your garden, the first unending heaven.
Oh,
in the fourth of the rim below, unending. Now things like those, they are what we found beyond above the heavens. Beyond above the heavens. What is there? The everlasting is God himself.
So, this is the full knowledge of God.
Tell you,
you say, what is that?
No,
those people.
It's no show off. You
two
come tell us what's beyond above the heavens.
You know, maybe
all along you read the word everlasting, you don't know what it means. Everlasting life, you don't know it.
And
he said life everlasting. It's God himself the life.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So,
now when you move above the heavens, above beyond the heavens,
or
beyond above the heavens,
so to gain kusinga waguru weguru,
gone beyond above the heavens, the everlasting, and it's called himself. According to Isaiah, Isaiah 40, in the verse 29, 28 to 30, he speaks like this.
Isaya esuli ya makumi ana n'olunyiriri olw'abirimu omunaana.
Isaiah 40 from verse 28.
Tonna manya, tonna ulira. Katonda atali gwawo. Mukama omutonzi w'enkomerero z'ensi. Tazirika sota kowa. N'amagezi ge teganoonyezeka.
Akate ekizibu ekiriwo tonna manya.
Now you've not yet known.
nga Katonda atagwao,
God everlasting,
tazirika omanyika,
he never faints.
Osoka no mutako manyogenda waguru
we, you know you go above the heavens,
heaven is heaven is
heavens and the new earth,
nga mbutufu nene,
and they are big,
heaven is ingati zikoma,
and they are unending,
kati mulimu gwe
now in you,
inzo kwagalo gamba chechikira wano,
you may want to say what's beyond here,
chechikira kuntandi kwano ne
nkomero, what's beyond the beginning and the end,
kubanga yekatonda ku tandi
God,
yes,
yes,
but
beyond, behind his beginning and his end in him, what is in there? And they tell you have not known, and God everlasting, and he never faints. You move to enter in much light, and rays come from everywhere.
No, tambula atajukira nkubulide ntambula yayo.
The movements there.
Buli situra ruachigero.
Every step.
Mu America,
you are like from Uganda to America.
No, so kwa tambula msana ngate kukuma. Takuwa mmanya kuongera mani.
He empowers you
more.
Move we see.
And muruza urukuba nagama atandi kwa niko mero
inako
wenkoma
and I have a limit
eliye walala wali ya biliyo
the rest they are
things
now keep moving
na kuongera amani
empowers you more
ora ugendo laba
you begin to see
umusano ultandise kusingana mpajiza
meeting pillars of sunshine
uvude mu mikuru
you shifted from rays now you're meeting pillars
diva ko umusano ugwengeri gunda
come different form of life
urira muringa agamba
yarim say
we mwana wange
you my son
uchagara kumanya bisinga
you want to know beyond
yongera otambule no urira amanyi
and you feel power to move
we ata kuga omanyi kwe
I told you no
kubonda ba wanukali
you may see me here like today
na kuburi
but I tell you
ukusira kubyenda laba mu rugendo
rwa so in the journey of heaven
urire tusome iri kuna ku lyo
restaurant on the Sunday
eh natuka ngori nakusinza katonda
tedaru just worship God no stubbornness
kubanga ngono nya otandikire daru
when you begin to act stubborn you fail to locate there
erabye bigabo byenjagara biveko siru yeyo musa
I want to take off the seven
bobisumo bitegere bigenda paka
wa understand they go to what extent
kubanga biliko siru
for the whole
osome everlasting God ngatoma nchi kitegere
everlasting God you don't know what it means
kubanga bifana nbiyo chikuba mwao
image you
kumbe olinagenda okusinge guru wa guru wa guru
beyond above the heavens.
No,
and you go in there.
Na kuongera ama.
And he empowers
no,
you.
Tambula.
You keep moving, moving.
No, tuka walio muri.
Reach where there's fire.
No, gani katwato inza kunjocha.
God, you cannot burn me.
Kanyingire ne muri ronda.
Enter in the fire I see.
No, sokera kunimizo muri.
And you fast
no singane panjizo
muri. You find
no
pillars of fire. You find
no
darkness.
No, damno sango musano
you find not more light.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, tuka rogata tanziza yo kubanga.
And he says, Father, take me back. I don't know even where I've come from.
Na kuzayo no buruku kira
takes you back
muguru eliyo kusatu erija omuli olusuku olupia
but new heaven
oba muchibuga Yerusalemu echinde
cho new Jerusalem
erija
in the new heavens
oba muguru kali eliyo kubi
in the second heaven
erija
the new one
oba kali muli okona
oh in the fourth
erija na yote eliko ma wabula oba kali watekerekeka
at least there you can understand it.
Nee bintu byokunonyereza katuni
bisinga ta. Things of research of God beyond that.
Era rorpenseka ninga banaki.
There are times I laugh I say but.
Nee abantu abogira katunda bamutegera
bulu. Who speak of God today understand him well?
Jobura abaga muisana munana.
He say Isaiah 48.
Nulizoka pakuru
mukana. The first one to say.
Munjogera kone simu mazima.
Speak of me but not in truth.
So simbutuki.
And not in righteousness. Let me tell you, don't you see you have a big head?
That
head is very small, it's not even big. You don't even have thoughts, you need to be given thoughts.
For
you have the rubbish you speak. Before the Almighty God.
Akugamba ntegerera mmanya
tells you
omugamba mmere
na don't me know me you tell him food
akagoroze rimbuta gwao bali mmere
in everlasting they eat food
nkuyamba kuwe mmere
I help you give you food
uriye mubiri ogwo naye tikitagisa sike
ekikuru but you don't need to it's not the main thing
but udire mu kenya urinyiriyo
let's repeat that verse what are you saying
Mukama afebazibwe.
Praise the Lord.
Amanya nze munanira Bob mutume.
I'm named Apostle Bob. I have two questions. The first question, according to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, on the scripture which says Revelation 19 and the verse 13, and the Lord is clothing a garment sprinkled with blood. This cloth does it appear on the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, or it is only on Christ? The second question, creation in the first, second, and third heaven, do they know about the everlasting, or only the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit know there? All the holy ones know there. No holy one doesn't know there.
The
first book they took off since 2019 years back. In the Revelation 6
seals,
all the holy ones know that. But the evil ones are the ones who don't know.
Who
involved in Daniel, he said, among the evils no one will understand.
The
rest of creations know what we study of now.
Job 12:7
downwards they say, who of the creations doesn't know?
Life
of human beings is in the hands of the Almighty. And you say, God, they will explain to you, they understand that. Waiting, they just await us, we get in understanding. Understand we are children of the Most High.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now those are like that.
So, nayenga,
but beyond above the heavens, it's the everlasting.
And
main God the Father. That's why how it was when he was with the Word.
Even
the Spirit in him, and you cannot differentiate that the Word is here and the Spirit is here. But you can understand them when they speak.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
need to know our God. Let's get back to Isaiah.
Isaiah 40,
verse
28. Tonna manya, tonna ulira. Katonda atali gwao, mukama, omutonzi w'enkomerero z'ensi, tazirika sota kowa. Amagezi ge tegano nyezeka.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus much. Not yet known, you've not heard.
Dikatonda atagwa.
That God everlasting. Never faint, neither get weary.
Na magezi ge tegano nyezeka.
Even his wisdom you can't be searched.
Ntigagweyo yakomi.
That you finish is ended. The God we worship is the living God. I wonder people with the thoughts which say that this is perhaps a cult. You know the cult they say,
there
are people who seem to teach about God yet is not God. If I speak like that, maybe people out you are the cults, you speak of God but you don't know him. Why they call us cult? Do you know why?
It's
possible to know God in the fullness. That's what they say.
Full knowledge of God.
That full knowledge of God is not there.
That's
a cult. They're going to kill you. How many have we killed them except to give them life in the full? You out there, you're the morals.
You
can't show people they are good and to know him.
Yet,
eternal life is to know God. And you know, no matter when, everlasting, I have nothing to do. I know him, is everlasting.
Therefore,
he too is there everlasting. Behind him, there is no one there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So ekigambo ekyo ky'osoma ennyo mu Yokaana essula
ey'ekuminomusanvu. What you read most in John 17.
Olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
In the verse 3.
Katusomeyo tuwulire.
Let's read there we hear.
Yokaana essula ey'ekuminomusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
John 17 and the verse 3.
Buno bwe bulamu obutaggwaawo, okumanya gwe Katonda omu ow'amazima, n'oyo gwe watuma Yesu Kristo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Buno bwe bulamu obutaggwaawo.
This is the eternal life.
Bulamu obutakoma.
Life everlasting.
After
you know is the one everlasting and ending, then you hold the life, you have it. For beyond all the heavens,
it's
God who put heavens and the earth, basing above the heavens. The ending and the end is the one. There above the heavens is the new heavens, new earth. But beyond above the heavens, where there is an everlasting is himself, he moves on.
It
means eternal life. If you know him, how is an ending. And then he says it's beginning and the end. That's what you find above the heavens. But beyond there, you go to his everlasting.
Those
words both are in the Bible. There is the beginning and the end.
Thought
may think it begins there and it ends there. Yet there is another years behind beyond the beginning and the end.
And there's not
behind him any other gods.
He's
the one forever.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
once you know the God you worship, don't be moving and in grumblings which are not meaningful. The Holy Spirit told us in Job, Job chapter
11,
from verse 6 to
10,
and he speaks like this.
Yobu esule yekuminemu nolu nyiriri olomukaga.
Job 11 from verse 6.
Era singa akoleseze byame byamagezi. Ngaga ngeri nyingi mukukola okwamanyi.
Obulide singa akoleseze byamanga bitwogera
ku kati. Show you secrets like we speak of now.
Ebyamagezi
of wisdom.
Okukola kwenga kwa kitalo kugenda wala.
Working is so beyond.
Tutudire muko.
Let's repeat it.
Yobu esule yekuminemu nolu nyiriri olomukaga.
Job 11 from verse 6.
Era singa koleseze byame byamagezi. Ngabya ngeri nyingi mukukola okwamanyi. Kale tegera Katonda nga akutatira so singa obutali butukirivu bwo bwe bwasanira.
Kwega Katonda akubedde.
Now God has helped you.
It's
not minded of your foolish to speak on of him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
God,
according to our thoughts we held before,
according to
come prove your God. All that foolishness he has mercy on us. According to how you hear of him. Were you able to speak words on him if he had no mercy?
Yobu esule yekuminemu nolu nyiriri olomusanvu.
Job 11 verse 7.
Oyinza okulaba Katonda olw'okunoonya.
And he says,
do you think? Can you search and find God?
You
know, when you reach everlasting, search it at the end. Here or there you give up on it.
I
told you God has given us much grace
to
send his spirit on the mercy seat. The spirit leaves it come here to guide us. What the Father heaven, the Lord Jesus.
He
remains sitting on the throne above the heavens.
On the
throne he just show that we can see him. And we speak with him. And we speak with him. But last thing you cannot find him. That God has such to end here. It's impossible. You move in the everlasting, in never ending.
The
past rays of much sun,
No singer and empathy.
And you find pillars of light.
No itam umpaji no singer and
pillars, you find tongues of fire.
No itam no singer and empathy is
omori. You find pillars of fire.
No singer and kizikis.
You find darkness. And you get out of it.
No it no singer no musana irogwa ogwe mikururu.
Find light of rays.
Remember,
it's the one who empowers you to move in all there. You cannot
find
where he else is a consuming fire.
If you pass
through his light, you don't end his fire.
And
you come with darkness.
And
you come out into the light again. Reach there, you say, Father, I'm tired of searching for you an ending. Take me back there in the new heavens, new earth. I want you to learn God.
No more going
up stubborn when we are above the heavens.
Next
heading will show us how we are above the heavens.
And
the reason why we are chased there, we didn't know him. Others
go
for our
thoughts
and we want to be God. This we did in the garden.
We
don't know what they call God. Let me chase you. My words. You make heaven and earth take these creations there. Everyone who knows, understand me, bring them back. Eternal life is not the one true God.
Don't know him,
not taken back that you, lest you act stubborn again.
Would
no more forgive any person who will act stubborn again. And the creation of heaven and earth helped us much. And he brought here to fill the earth. And you know him like that, will you say no more God? Will you go back and say, I want to be God again? After you've understood how he is, will you dare speak such words? Thought, can it dare come back in you?
Yet before
we wanted to bring it to chest us, as we were there, we got the one leading us in it.
Satan.
He was a cherubim.
And
going to be God and to be in the Most High. And he found us in the garden.
So
you two are to be God. And we believed it. That's what we thought above the heavens. Where we first live, where we going back to, in the new heavens, new earth, in the beginning and the end.
We
didn't know where we sit above the heavens. God is beyond that.
There
we had wrong thoughts.
Why
chased us, created heavens and the earth which are? Ask yourself, did they create them elsewhere?
Heavens
and the earth which are were created in the middle of the new heavens and the new earth.
It's like
create another house within a house.
And
you first try to bind people troubling you in that house. Let's repeat in Job we hear.
Job 11 and
verse 7.
Oyinza okulaba Katonda olw'okunoonya. Oyinza okulaba omuyinza w'ebintu byonna n'omumalayo.
Can you finish him?
Let
me tell you, move in the everlasting. You cannot finish him. And he said, Father, take me back.
Where
I came from, I don't remember. It remembers.
It
doesn't give you power to come back, you cannot. To come from everlasting. To get back to above the heavens.
You
can't, this distance is long. The one who gave you strength, go in there. Gives you is beyond you. If you're going to vanish again in him, don't come back in creations again.
Father,
video consuming me. Leave me, go back.
Let me
go back to the new heaven. I be there with my brethren.
But
we shall finish everlasting when you go above the heavens. But you reach there and came back. Yes.
Here
we pray, we show off on God. Because you show yourself when you don't know Him. Because His mighty never despise any person. In your smaller life you're into,
He
never despise you.
Give
you the time He took counsel about.
Person
abuse me, do things, leave them. But I will wait them right there.
On
the judgment, they will tell me what they have been speaking.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Let us repeat that verse.
Job 11,
the verse 7.
Oyinza okulaba Katonda olw'okunoonya. Oyinza okulaba omuyinza w'ebintu byonna n'omumalayo. Olunyiriri olw'omunaana. Kyenkana eggulu obugulumivu. Oyinza kukola ki?
When you reach
there, you think, what can you do?
If
you reach the new heavens,
heaven is empty.
They are so big and high. You don't know where they have ended.
See,
you've entered in much light.
When
you pass the third new heaven,
second
new heaven,
first new heaven,
the new Jerusalem,
fourth new heaven,
the fourth new heaven,
still
move rich there. And you enter into much light. What can I do?
Say,
where else can I go? Remember, in going above the heavens, if you leave this world and clothe you from this body, they give you a heavenly body.
You
reach in the third heaven and clothe you a body of that heaven. They give you a body to go to above the heavens.
Think
you go with the body of this heaven, which is.
And
when you reach there, unclothed me again. And the body of that heaven, I left it there. It cannot go in the new heaven, new earth. And you move inside.
I reach
the peace of God. I just look.
If
you speak what you speak me, I say
Bambi.
You. And I pity you.
Perhaps
what you speak of God, you've not known it yet.
And
me, when I find you and tell me, Apostle, you praise yourself, it's you who know. I just look at you.
Kari,
say, okay, let us see. Me, I will not show myself
as you.
Let's go teach and they judge us.
I just
leave you and I say, you know me. But I know. I know your limits. That you're lying.
And
what you speak, you don't understand.
Time,
if you insist arguing, I don't abuse you by the truth. What you speak of, you don't know it.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But you think, what can you do if you reach in the everlasting?
What do
you search God more?
And
you say, come,
we
enter in more. And you hear thunder, voices. And he said, come from here. He's here. His voice comes from here. Every side it is coming. Even where you've come from, it's coming from there. You can even go back where you've come
from.
You think is where is you've come from.
He
tells you, move on up forward. Or go to your side.
See
if in the side I end.
Or
in the west I end, or in the east.
Oh,
in the north,
Okay,
go south. And you go down.
No, see.
And you say,
this
is an ending. Take me in the east, I see. When I reach those,
that's why
I told you, no treasure and riches. There's no goodness which can surpass all that. The good things of the world, I see them. But their value is very small. Not dollar, not gold, not silver. Not mercury, not diamond. Those are little things. Look at these, your cars. That a car is worth a trillion. You think that's something powerful? Those are smaller things. First, know the treasure of the heavens, which is. You go above the heavens. Treasure of new heavens.
No,
new
God
treasure of God everlasting. If you go from there, you think, what else do you see on the world?
When I sleep in a good home,
they all seem the same. But they have no value. Value is us who attach on them.
You
will raise or lower a dollar value, but they are all paper, just as Ugandan currency. If you burn all, they all get consumed of the same fire. Get a fire, light and a fire, even a Uganda shilling. See if they will not be burnt up the same. You humble down. Humble under the mighty hand of God.
You
see salvation and His goodness. Let's read Psalms 147, verse
5.
Psalms
147,
verse 5.
Mukama waffe mukuru era obuyinza bwe bw'amaanyi okutegeera kwe tekulowoozekeka olunya olw'omukaaga Mukama nti Mukama awanirira abawombeefu asindika wansi ababi olunya olw'omusanvu
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read in the English. For the word they call infinity
obutakoma
infinity. Something never ending, everlasting. In the Luganda, perhaps the term is not there. Infinity. You reach now, you knew he ends above the heavens. Know that is what is beyond there. Display English, we see.
Psalms 147 from verse 6. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinity.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Mukuru
is great.
Our
Lord is great.
Great is our Lord,
and
of great power. His understanding is infinite.
You go there. Find the way things made and gave upon them. And you find rays of light. And you find pillars of light. And you find tongues of fire. Yet you see, perhaps you can
live
and extremely good. If you find pillars of fire,
if
you find darkness, that total darkness, and you get out of it, Then you meet with the light. And you see understanding which is infinite. Remember when you go to everlasting,
even
wisdom, you feel it's unending, even understanding.
Understanding
you feel is beyond there. Can't reach there and you say, I feel I'm God too much.
Power
wisdom and understanding to know where you're moving on into.
Now,
know the God you worship. Don't think you have a bad fault in you.
Which
said, I don't know where the apostle is taking us. We are in the journey of heaven, journey of salvation. Even though
we
started it in the call of the nation,
and
that is speak of from the Australian vision,
that
man to hate God's final work on the planet Earth. Basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, be like Prophet Elijah,
Moses,
give us Prophet Elisha. It moves to the double portion. If we reach double portion, where we head to is what we call everlasting.
You
pass through triple portion.
You
pass through the fourth portion.
Fifth portion,
you pass it.
Seventh portion,
you pass the seventh portion. And he multiplies again to him. Now you have to give up on there. But I told you wisdom.
And infinite.
Understanding they are infinite. And when
you
speak the rich spirit of the Lord,
it doesn't
end, it reaches and it just keeps moving on.
Portions
go beyond it, they keep increasing.
Wisdom
gives you to double portion, move beyond. That is God made of all those seven spirits.
We started
that, you understood it. Don't waste time ask a question when you're raising up your leg. People with pride, they raise their leg. You see as if they raise their hand up. But it's a leg. They are fronted pride. You raise up your hand, peaceful, ask a question. When you will think there is nothing to answer,
God can
take you above the heavens and beyond, and you have no answer to the people.
Why
Uganda
is
something being made now?
Answer
to questions of people, to reaching above the heavens, even beyond.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, Mukama tufuseko moyo.
God's body is
spiritual.
Just too extreme.
Mukama afu Yesu Kristo.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yagamba.
He said.
Yatekebwawo kuva mbuta gwa.
He was put from everlasting.
I know what's going on.
Then he goes to the everlasting.
If you
go to everlasting, find himself is there speaking. And say, you have him first, say, Father, let me speak with his son. Okay, speak. I
will
speak. Hear them, but you can't see them, they are there.
And
then you enjoy God. And you say, God, you are so sweet, I hear you.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. Let's read Proverbs 8:22 and 23.
Ngero esule yomunana nolunyiriri olwabiri mwebiri.
Proverbs 8:22.
Mukama yali nange ekubulye we lyasokera. Okusoka emirimu gye ejedda. Olunyo olwabiri mwesatu. Nateekebwawo okuva emirembe n'emirembe okuva ku lubereberye ensi nga tennabaawo.
Kaakati bakugamba asooka mu mirembe n'emirembe
from generation to generation, and then it comes to the beginning.
The
beginning above
heaven.
The everlasting is what is beyond, beyond above the heavens.
Others
say, Apostle, repeat the same verses.
The
time we read this verse, look at the beginning.
Now, everlasting,
look at the word everlasting.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Everlasting.
You can't see this the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. All are still in one.
When
you hear them within there. Let us repeat that verse.
Proverbs 8:23. Natekebwawo okuva emirembe n'emirembe okuva ku lubereberye ensi nga tennabaawo.
Owulire emitenda gyakuyisa.
You hear the steps he passes you through.
Natekebwawo okuva ku mirembe n'emirembe.
I was put from generations.
Kubutakoma.
In the everlasting.
Lubereberye.
In the beginning.
Ensi nga tennabaawo.
Before the earth was.
Ariajave ringa.
He comes from their coming.
Kubutakoma yaliyo.
In everlasting he was there.
Lubereberye ne
narabishibwawo. Beginning he manifested.
With
the Father and the Holy Spirit. Now, have you understood Jesus?
Also,
why do you worship Jesus? That's the Son. What you speak, you don't understand.
That
we are in John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word.
In
the Word was with God. In the Word is God. In the John 1:14, the Word clothed flesh, we saw him as a son.
But the
in Proverbs 8:23,
in
the beginning where you see him, he was there in the everlasting.
He
was set there from everlasting. When they came in the beginning, they manifested out before heavens and earth existed. If you read John, in the first John, chapter 5 verse 7, there are three witnesses in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. That they agree in one. Agreeing in one, you go back to everlasting. And in the beginning, they manifested the Father. In everlasting, they are in one. That scripture ends. Let's read it here.
Ebaluwa ya Yokana ekisooka esula eyokutaano n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
1 John 5:7.
Era waliwo abajulira basatu mu ggulu. Kitaffe kigambo n'omwoyo. N'abasatu abo bakkaanya mu omu.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Mu Bible ez'Oluganda ne Bible ezimu.
The Luganda Bible and other English versions.
Mulimu olunyiriri olwo baalugyamu.
They skipped and they removed that verse.
Naye tulukomyawo nga tukozesa King James Version.
Restore it back using King James Version.
Naddala ey'12,000.
Mostly 2,000.
Waliwo abajulira basatu mu ggulu.
There are three witnesses in heaven.
Kitaffe.
Father.
Chigambo.
The Word and the Holy Spirit.
So,
and the three agree in one. When they use the word, they agree in one. We find this in the everlasting. There they are in one. You can't find the Word is there, the Holy Spirit is there. No. But
they
speak and you hear them speak together.
They are
in the pillars of light and of fire.
In
pillars of total darkness. Have you understood well? Have you seen the God you worship?
Now,
keep sitting down when we're worshiping and praising and you're just seated. I want one day God to handle someone here. I don't want him to strangle you and you die. I want him
to
get those legs of yours, know how they'll worship him.
He
makes you skip like a calf. And then we see you.
One day you
will do it to someone here. It is the truth.
You
do it to someone.
You will
be there acting
stubborn,
make you escape like a calf.
Take
you out, you fly up in the sky, and you praise him and learn how to praise him.
So
what's come here? And you fly off. And you are like a rocket.
Yes, it was over Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Badem buza kuchawandi kwechiri muzaburi. Ichigamba anti obuziba buko uro obuziba.
I'm asking of the scripture in Psalms which said, deep calleth unto deep. Psalms
42.
The depth is in Genesis 1. And the verse 2. They speak of the depth of many waters. Remember that the space of that water is big. It involves heavens and the earth which are. If you've based on the north of depth of water which was in the beginning, there be the firmament. You hear it at the extreme. And you hear the voices. You hear voices replay themselves. That's why they say deep calleth for too deep.
It's
nothing big beyond that deepeth calleth unto deep. If you're somewhere and it's
deep,
you can call a voice here, it's a call also calling back. That's how deep calleth unto deep. The depth spoken of is the water in the beginning.
In
Genesis 1 verse 1.
When the
Spirit hovered on the depth of waters.
Verse
3, God spoke, let there be light. And the voice
said,
let there be light. And it played here. Let there be light. And it plays here. Let there be light. Let there be light. Separate the darkness. The voices keep replay themselves in all directions.
They
bring back all you hear, all has the wear. Now that is it. Let's read Psalms 104 and verse 24.
Zaburi esule ye chikumye nya nolu nyiriri olwabiri mwenya.
Psalms 104 verse 24.
Ayi mukama, emirimu jo ngaji angeri nyingi. Wajikola jona mumagezi. Ensejudobugagabu. Olwabiri mwetano. Enyanja eri. Enene engazi. Omuli ebye walula ebitabalika. Ebisolo ebitono erane ebinene. Olinyolwa biri mu mukaga eri amato jegayitako lukwata mwali go wakola okuzanyira omwo
omanyi tugenduka yo kugayanja ngola bangaga.
You know, reach the seas. But they are not big at all. Don't you fall in the sea or the water and you say I've fallen on a problem?
But
that is a very small thing. That is a basin of God. According how I saw how everlasting appears. Everlasting is big.
And
to fall in the sea
as if you are
in the basin of God. That's why Jonah didn't see that he had fallen in the sea. He saw us fallen in the basin and there are small fish within it. Now you see the shark. You see it as if it's big. He sees a very small fish. Human beings on the world sees them as grasshoppers. You, how you say grasshopper flying.
And think,
and it's you like a grasshopper. If it's in the everlasting, it sees you like that. And then you come here, praise yourself.
And
do you think you are anything?
His lordship.
I wonder that you are his lordship,
the bishop.
That you speak because you don't have the head.
The
devils control you,
put
in you what you want, and you speak
his lordship,
lordship, the bishop,
inspector general, prophet,
general prophet. What are you speaking?
He's righteous.
He's righteous. Most
the most righteous.
The most right, reverend.
Are you
the most right? You know what you're speaking?
Let
those words with pride of Satan. Because they do not understand God. Praise him, the Almighty. My question is here. We see the scientists make rockets. But what I'm requesting to ask, have they ever reached the end of the fourth heaven? That you speak an abuse to them before their eyes, even their ears. That's why changed heaven, they didn't speak some Bible, they have changed. They call it universe, something unending. Bibles, they have changed them saying,
in the beginning God created the universe.
Very very atonde chintu echita koma. They have never tried. Even stars, they have never reached them. Stars like the sun and the moon. Others, look, they have never reached them.
It stars
for their, in the firmament of that heaven.
According
Genesis 1:14 unto 20. Put the stars in the firmament of heaven.
So,
and not on the heaven. When they make rockets reaching stars, they have to make others.
We
run to reach heaven, for it's very far. As you are far from the world, to reach the star, far from this star ending to heavens, because spiritual transports run, those we moved by. My other question. Angels in Jerusalem city, together with four living creatures, all ones reaching the third heaven, have they ever moved finishing them? The heavens which are,
yes,
it is possible, not expected, accepted to open their doors to go to above the heaven.
But heaven is also
all heavens, you can pass them, go above the heavens. You don't only pass the third heaven. When we show you the heavens, we see their end, they have gates on the sides.
East, west,
in the east,
north,
west, and the north, even the south. Just to reach the southern gates, you really moved miles. Heavens which are big,
yet
they don't reach the ones above the heavens. No, there is more bigger.
Above the heavens.
Go beyond above the heavens. That's why I've told you there is everlasting.
In
the time I think more of God,
and
I think past heavens, past above the heavens to the everlasting. Let me go back, teach the small things of the world. I leave the world, teach it, ascend upwards.
First
fall on the extreme bigger things of knowledge.
Then
you come teach those on the planet, small things.
nosomesa kubibuka ebinyonyi n'enkoko,
insects, birds and the hens
n'ebinyanya
and the fish.
Ningo obobo yogerako bwe butini,
those you speak of they are smaller, nosomesa
ku bantu mwe bani,
then you teach people
banani.
Who are Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amanya Jacob James.
Amen, Jacob James.
Ekibuzo kyange
kiri wano. Question is right here.
Tuulide mu kunyonyola.
We've had an explanation.
Tibogenda beyond above heavens.
If you go beyond above the heavens.
Osangayo empaji ez'omuliro.
You find the pillars of fire.
N'ennimi ez'omuliro.
Rays of fire.
No. Nosanga omusana,
and you find light.
Oluvanyuma nosanga ekizikiza,
after you find darkness.
Ate era bw'okisukka,
to beyond it.
Osobola okusanga era omusana,
reach into light.
Kati we nnina ekibuuzo.
Now there I have a question.
Okusinziira mu Yokaana ekisooka,
according to 1 John,
esula esooka,
the chapter 1,
olunyiri olwokutaano,
and the verse 5.
Tuwulira ng'Omwoyo Omutukuvu ajulira,
we hear the Holy Spirit testify,
nti Katonda gwe musana,
that God is the light.
So mu ye temuli kizikiza na
Katonda. There is nothing like darkness.
Kyenjagala okumanya,
what I want to know,
ekyawandiikibwa ekyo kyogera ddi?
What does the scripture speak of? We speak of which darkness?
The mystery of sin.
That's the mystery of the seal. In him there is nothing like sin. Speak light exposing unrighteousness. That is the language we use there. That too we shall learn it.
Right.
You appreciate scriptures in meaning. For there we go to meaning. Understanding, we join up verses. If you read in the first John, God is light, in him there is nothing like darkness. God explains that if you speak, you have no sin. You make him a liar. Darkness speaks of is the sin.
Say
that you there only see the righteousness. I think you
said well.
Isaiah 6:22. In the new heavens dwelleth righteousness. Doesn't go any sin.
But what will you mean not take
the language you have to understand in the Bible? God is the light.
In
him there's nothing like darkness. Speak of that language. Separating righteousness from sin.
Go
here in the many scriptures.
When
appeared total darkness.
Read
Hebrews 12. In the mountains of the fire.
And the
total darkness. And they shook the fiat.
So Baba tebogera ku kizikiza kino.
Don't speak of this physical darkness.
Ekizikiza je tugamba kyosingana mu Katonda eri.
Darkness we find.
Kiva mu muliro guli nti Katonda gwe muliro.
Comes from the fire. God is the fire.
Bwe gutuukane guwaka ennyo gutuukane gukolawo.
Much it reaches to create
a kisiringa ekisikiriza.
Form of a shadow of darkness.
Nina kisikiriza ekikutte kiva. Kikola mu n'agapaji.
Shadow with pillars.
So tubade tuogera ku kizikiza kino.
Don't speak of this physical darkness.
Ah.
No.
Ne tuka ku point ye waitibwa muliro
ogwaka. Reach the point is called consuming fire. If you go from rays of light, you find pillars of light, you find tongues of fire, you find pillars of light, you find darkness, you find pillars of fire, you
find pillars
of light, pillars of light. Like that. I think you know where there is fire, darkness is not absent. On the other side.
So
don't speak of darkness they speak of. You have to know of those levels.
They
speak that in him there is no darkness.
Not
on the level. We speak of levels of sin.
Explain
in the first John what darkness they speak of. They say you are not sons of darkness but of light. Speak of children of righteousness. You understand those language. Let's go back.
Zaburi esule yechukumi mwenye enolu nyiriri olwa biri mwetani.
Psalms 104. Let's read 1 Timothy 6:15 and 16.
Timosewe chisoka esule yomukaga. Nolu nyiriri ole 15.
First Timothy 6:15.
Kwaliranga muntu okozaako nanyini buyinza yekka atenderezebwa kabaka wabakabaka era mukama wabami olunya ole 16 alina obutafa yekka atula mu kutangala okutasemberekeka omuntu yenna gwatalabangako so si wali ayinza okumulaba awewe ng'ekitiibwa n'obuyinza obutaggwaawo amiina.
Bwotuuka mu kigambo
if you reach on that word
alina obutafa
he has the immortality
obwogenzi obutaggwaawo
going to everlasting
atula mu kutangala okungi
in the much brightness
naga nti osooka n'oyisa okutangala okwo
past that brightness
enkululo z'omusana
the rays of light
naye nga mwali tomulaba
yet in it you can't see him
n'ayogera
and he speaks
weyongera ojje
come more
weyongera mu mpagi
moving pillars
ez'omusana
of light
weyongera ojje
come
ni wewe ungereyo musa
muliro the fire
zamuliro para para para
and the tongues of fire
singa ni mpaji zo muliro
find pillars of fire
udakawe kizikiza
then you go to darkness
nete chiba kizikiza ndio bato olaba
darkness that you don't see
o kizikiza sinzikiza ngene yawa
no darkness like of the world no
usigaru olaba
you remain seeing
kubanga yeri eri ye kizikiza no musana bibi
but to him darkness and light they are the same
ukusizira mu zaburi
139 verse 10 to 12
iyo yibera bye bimujali
yeto cha muka
au katishira bawo
and you can't see I cannot see here this darkness
tusumire mu zaburi yo tujite
read the sounds we understand it
zaburi esule ye 139 nolu nyiriri olwe 10
psalms 139 verse 10
ti newa nkubadde yo omukono gogo guna nungamya n'omukono gwo gwaddyo gunankwata olunya olwe 11 bwe ndyogera nti enzikiza tereme kumbikkako n'omusana gunneetoolodde n'omusana ogunneetoolodde gunaaba ekiro olwe 12 newankubadde enzikiza teyeekisa eriggwe naye ekiro kyaka ng'omusana kubanga enzikiza n'omusana bifaanana w'oli
kati yerevo gyenjogerako
that's the level I speak of
nti bw'osiŋŋana ekizikiza kiri gw'obaola banga enzikiza
other darkness see like darkness
ninga toyisaamu amaaso n'olaba
eyes pass through to see
obuleye gyali ebibyo bifaanagana
to him they are the same
era otuuka nga
and you reach
badde ndowooza nyingidde mu
nzikiza
ninga bifaanagana n'omusana
they are the same with the light
tetwogera ku nzikiza efaanagana
w'etya yawa darkness like this of here
ubanga ayingidde mu kintu kiringa ekizikiza
niba
otuukamu oba
olabaate
bino byebiki
gano
magezi
nabakiwaliyo
enzikiza
efaananaomusana
kino kisusseuganda otuuka n'omugana naye kati
ontwalawa
kubanga n'ekizikiza kye mbadde ndowooza
nkinnetolodde
ninakyo ndaba kyaka
it's why I see it is light
kati kino kizikiza mu nsi
tetukirabangana
kino kizikiza
nabaki
kakati bw'obeera gwe nga
gwekituuse
obadde ng'ayingidde mu
kizikizaganolaba
nakyo
kiri
diremuko runyiri olo
ndoza
mutegere mukyawule kukizikiza
ekyekibi n'ebizikiza ebyokunsi the darknesses of this world
wanga kinekyo kunsi bw'okiyingira mu olabira
world when you enter it you cannot see
na hiri obu biba bifaanagana
in heavens they are the same
kaba tudiremu
let us repeat
bana emikono mujikende
ezi ko tudo mara ebyo pikira hands that we finish this topic
zaburi esuri ekimasa tumo muenda n'olunyiriri olwe 12
psalms 139 verse 12
newankubadde enzikiza teyeekisa eriggwe naye ekiro kyaka ng'omusana zabbuli esula ekikumasitumu omwenda n'olunyiriri olwe
11
bwe ndyogera nti enzikiza tereme kumbikkako n'omusana ogunneetoolodde gunaaba ekiro
kaakati olaba oyingira mu kapaati
when you enter that part
mu kapaati kwe koyita ekizikiza
in part you call darkness
ogenda n'ejovudde ne walinga
ekizikiza you begin to see where I've come from is like darkness
ogenda okulaba
and then you see
ate gulinga omusana
it's like light
noga kati gano wegaba magezi
sigalabanga wisdom have never seen this
Zaburi esura ya 139 n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu.
Psalms 139 verse 11.
Bwe ndyogera nti enzikiza tereme kumbikkako, n'omusana ogunneetoolodde gunaaba ekiro. Olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri. Newankubadde enzikiza teyeekisa eriggwe, naye ekiro kyaka ng'omusana, kubanga enzikiza n'omusana bifaanana w'oli.
Bw'otuuka gya eyo,
if you reach there,
awe nkugambye wasiŋŋanira
ekizikiza.
Wano mukukira bw'osooka n'olanga ayingira mu
kizikiza. Seeing it, you see as if you enter darkness.
N'egyo ovudde n'olabanga obudde buzibi.
Come, it looks like night.
Neri buzibye neri. Ogenda okulaba ate nga musana era nago.
It's light also.
Nga bye bimu.
And they are the same.
Ogamba, ah.
And you say now,
Mukama, tukome wano.
Let's end here.
Etweyongerayo.
We shouldn't move forward.
Desire wali mu zi new heavens.
Be back in the new heavens.
Naye kati wamagwe bw'otuuka awogeye ebintu bifaanagana.
Reach there and things that they are the same.
Ng'oyingidde nga olanga ekizikiza, naye okwera okutuuka nga ekizikiza n'omusana bifaanagana.
But you reach it, you see it's the same like light.
Oyinza kwogera ki?
What can you speak?
Era oddako mugamba nti nnyongerayo wa.
Tell him again, move me forward to where?
Otuuka n'omugamba taata nzirayo mbeere wali.
I will not tell you to bring me back here.
Eno mubuta koma.
Here in everlasting.
You be there,
we know you are everlasting.
We
see you on your throne.
Ah, tuwewede.
And we relieve.
Botu kanga togana chibuza.
If you rich, don't refuse, ask it. Ask it.
Uganga yagamba yikwatagana
emirimu. Say concerning my his work.
Nezadiri mumubuze.
Children, we inquire from him.
Era mumulagire.
And we command. Father, take me here.
Aje kutwalo duko owere.
And you get relieved.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So katumalewa nebi nebi awandi.
Let's finish with these scriptures.
Zaburi chikuminya onyosoka nolokubiri.
Psalms 104 verse 1 and 2.
Zaburi esule ye chikuminya nolunyiriyo lusoka.
Psalms 104 from verse 1.
Webaze mukama gwe meme yange. Ayi mukama katonda wange, oli mukulu nnyo. Oyambadde ekitiibwa n'obukulu. Olinyo olw'okubiri. Eyeebikka omusana ng'ekyambalo. Atimba eggulu ng'ejjigi.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kwegamba bw'ogamba nti Katonda ayambadde ekitiibwa n'obukulu.
If you say God is clothed in glory and majesty.
Oba oli wakubitegeera ogenda eyo mu butagwa.
If you to understand, you go to everlasting.
N'olaba omusana ogwaka ne ssekwaka.
Shining extremely.
N'ogenda mu mpagi ziri ggwe.
You go to pillars.
Naye ng'owulira ayogerera mu mpagi.
You hear him speak through the pillars.
Za musana zijjudde yonna.
Like filled everywhere.
N'otunula ogubangirizi nalyo liringa ggulu.
Yeah, it is like heaven.
Za musana banna.
And they are pillars of light.
Ebyo bimuli bikyebi.
And you wonder
yenga byakayakana.
How they shine more.
Niyo libango yingideyo muguru elita.
Does it enter in the unending heaven? Everlasting is amazing.
Nora bempaji ezo musana nga wazaka mukarasi.
It's a pillar of light shining.
Sana. Ugo musana. Gwa bururu. Kama nogo musana mweru nyo.
Is this light
mpaji
is very white.
Pillars
shine different colors.
Nga musana na inga gu.
It's like sana. Light.
Ogwa white nyo. Ogwa yere nyo.
Very white.
Ogwa bururu bururu.
Very bluish.
Noryo kora bo. Ogwa ambare sitivwa.
You see the clothing of honor.
N'obukulu
in majesty.
Oruka kati ngolaba obambere
nge. You reach say maybe I will always be here.
Ngoliye yo mubuta koma
munna. And you are in everlasting.
Kali n'otuka n'omanya
mudufu. Know that indeed.
Katonda ye mukama.
God is the Lord.
Era kabaka wabakabaka.
The King of Kings.
Mukama wabakama.
The Lord of Lords.
Samuel 2:22.
Second Samuel 7:22.
Samuel ekyokubiri esula ey'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu ebbiri.
Second Samuel 7:22.
Ky'obeeredde omukulu, ayi Mukama Katonda, kubanga tewali akwenkana, so tewali Katonda wabula ggwe. Nga byonna bwe biri bye twakawulira n'amatu gaffe.
Kakati ogamba ki?
Now what do you say?
Kyabeeredde omukulu kubanga byonna obiwulidde.
You've heard all.
Bwe mwaka jja muwulire n'amatu.
You've ever come to hear with your ears.
Wamaludde mukyakati waliwo.
Let's repeat, maybe they have not heard it.
Samuel Chokubiri, Esule Yomusamvu, Noru Nyiri, Urabiri Mwebbi.
2 Samuel 7:22.
Chobere Domukuru, Ayi Mukama Katonda, Kuanga Tewaria Kuenkana,
Tewaringa Batubidabi.
No one like we've seen,
Nirabaturaba,
as we see.
Sote wali Katonda, Wabula Gwe,
Ate Anigo Tunagambo.
Who else shall we say?
Ngabyo nawe biri bitwaka ulira na matuga fe.
Ngabyo nawe biri bitwaka
ulira. All we've just heard with our ears.
All
you've heard, you have another you worship. You still get demons that they worship. You get what they call Jesus. It's not the right Jesus. And then you bow. That's why he's appeared great. As we've so far just heard, there's no another God besides what we've heard.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you still doubt, go seek for others you think to be great. Job chapter 40,
9-10.
Yobu esule ya makumi ana nolu nyiriri olu muenda.
Job 40 from verse 9.
Oboli no mukono gwa Katonda. Oboli no mukono gwa Katonda. Ero yinza okubwa tuka nedoboze rifanana eririe.
Botu keri.
If you reach there.
Akugamba kali bulijomu ogezane bugwe.
Yes.
Ngamubogola bogola.
That every time you've spoken back. Tugwa
tuka tulabana uliziga.
Let thunder and we see who will be heard. And if thunders, you will hide yourself. There you cease to hold
endless thunders.
In the third heaven, there are thunders. This heaven, the thunders happen, you keep silent. If you reach everlasting, there are thunderings.
Thanks,
you hear thunders. You hear thunders. Come here. Son, come more. You begin to hear the word
Father,
reduce, you will not handle the things. Holy Spirit, let me reduce them. Let me reduce them. Come, okay. Come, come. Let's repeat it here. Job 40.
Yobu esule ya makumiana noru nyiriri oro muenda.
Job 40 in the verse 9.
Oboli no mukono nga Katonda. Ero yinzo kubwa tukane dobozi erifana neririe. Olinyole kumi. Weyonje no, no kuoma, no kutibwa. Yambale chitibwa nobukuru.
Just as he does. You cannot even try. Expect our humility has increased. Even though we say we made in the image of God, but
we're
not equal to him. In the way he works, he does not despise. Though you despise him, refuse to hold on his commands. That's why he prepared hell and a lake of fire. That he will punish that despising.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Let's end with 2 verses.
Ayobu asatu musamvu.
Job 37. 1-5. He says like this.
Yobu esule satumu musamvu noru nyiri olusoka.
Job 37 from verse 1.
Erane echo chika ankanyo mutima gwange.
You reach
there, you can tremble from there.
If thunders,
you tremble in the heart. And you feel heartbeats. And the heart is beating.
Yobu esule ya satumu musamvu, noru nyiriri olusoka.
Job 37 verse 1.
Erane echo, chika ankanyo mutima gwange. Negunye nyezebua okuva mchifocha aguo.
You can feel it moved, and it's like in your head. And say, humble, calm down, calm down. And you are in everlasting.
Thunders
and your heart moves to their feet. And you look for it, come back.
Job 37
verse
2.
Mwulire
okuwuma okw'eddoboozi lye. N'okududuma okuva mu kamwa ke.
Asooka n'ayogera n'owulira.
Omusinde. You hear running. You hear thunders.
Gavanangi. Ate nonda gawana.
And say, where am I going?
Katonda ngo jjudde obukulu.
Etisa yonna bannangi. Majesty mayina kumanya.
We thank
the Holy Spirit came from
the Lord.
He speaks at the still voice.
He
say what he told me.
But that reduced
his voice as he speaks above the heavens.
Yobu isura yesa tumuwa musambu.
Job 37 verse 3.
Akusindika wansi we gulurio na. N'okumyansa kwe kubu ni yukumerero zensi.
Now you
see the Father.
Asusinzira mbuta guwaona ayogira.
He bases in everlasting to speak.
Netumulira Matayo 6.
And we are him in Matthew 3. Verse
16:17.
That's my beloved son.
Whom
I relate. Speaks from above the heavens. And he sent his voice through the new heavens, new earth.
Comes in heavens,
earth which are. It passed the third, the second. The first.
The
heaven with planets.
It
comes here, we hear it on the world. But where it began from, to thunderings,
he
is speaking in the everlasting.
Job 37
verse
4.
Oluvannyuma
lwako eddoboozi ne liwuluguma. Abwatuka n'eddoboozi ery'obukulu bwe. So tabiziyiza eddoboozi lye bwe liwulirwa.
When you go to
everlasting,
he
does not restrain anyone that let me reduce.
He
speaks how he's meant to speak.
Hello.
He speaks with candles. You hear thunders, voices.
And
you look for your heart, it's in the leg. In the back, it's in the head.
Job 37
verse
5. Katonda abwatu kachitalo neddoboozi lye. Akole ebikulu bekitayinza kutegeera. Olunyolo mukaga. Kubanga agamba omuzira nti gwa ku nsi. Era bwatyo bwagamba oluwanda girize. N'empanda girize ez'enkuba ye ey'amaanyi.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus, man.
So obukulu bwe waguru okusuka eguru lyonna.
Majesty beyond all the heavens.
Okusuka waguru eguru.
Beyond above the heavens. In the everlasting.
Na ye njagala okuwa kino.
I want to give you this.
Eyo Katonda jayitibwa.
That's why where God is called Hebrews 12:29. Let us read and we hear.
Hebrews 12:29. Kubanga Katonda waffe gwe muliro ogwokya.
If you reach there,
he has a part of fire.
And
portion, which is an ending is fire. And isn't it speaking? But we remember
in Jeremiah
23, even his word is a fire. You all find them there. Let's read there, we hear.
Jeremiah 23, Lolo nyiriri olwabiri mu mwenda.
Jeremiah 23:29.
Ekigambo kyange tekifana na muliro. Bwayogera Mukama. Era tekifana na nyondo eyasaya solwazi.
Bwotuka mbutagwawo.
When you reach everlasting.
Ugambye soka no yita mu nnimi ezo mu raise.
Told you first raise of light.
Nurushinga ne mpaje ezo musanda.
Pillars of light.
Ugwengerizo na.
Of every form.
Buli kale yo musana.
Every color of light.
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
No tuka kunimizo muri.
In the rich tongues of fire.
No sangi mpaje zo.
You find pillars of fire.
Aone chigambo na yaba wali.
There the word too is there.
Uvuri denga gamant ichigambo change muri rogo.
That's why you've heard him say his word is a consuming fire.
Wa ura biko atu mesura you isure yo
but
yo
kubiri. In the Acts 2.
Nuru kusatu.
In the verse 3.
No mo ya bera onga muri rogo.
Even the spirit is there and he too is fire.
Kadusometu bulire.
Let's read we here.
Ebikola byabatume esule yokubiri lolo nyiriri olokusatu.
Acts 2 from verse 3.
Nekulabika kubo ennimi ngeze omuliro ngaze yawuddemu. Buli lulimi nerutuula ku muntu. Olunyo lwokuna bonna ne bajjula omwoyo mutukuvu. Ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'omwoyo bwe yabawa okuzoogera.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus much.
So when kugambi dent wotu kawanga ruwe nimi ezo
muliro. Told you when you reach and there are tongues of fire.
Chitafu abawali.
The Father is there.
Chigamba abawali.
The Word is there.
No moyo mutukufu.
Even the Holy Spirit.
Wotu kawali empaji za muliro.
Reach where the pillars of fire.
Era na wabawali.
There too is there.
Wabula amba mbuziza nti empaji ziba zifana.
Others ask how do those pillars appear like?
Empaji ziba za musana.
If pillars are of light.
Zibanga bora weza lampstand.
It's like those of the lampstands.
Uvura banga mukubikulire sule yokunonyoro okutaka.
That's why in Revelation 4:5.
Iraba kulaga omoyo mutukufu bwa bera.
Still show you Holy Spirit in the fullness how he appears.
Nimyezo muri.
In the tongues of fire.
Atusomeye tulire.
Let's read there we here.
Okubikulirwa esule yokuna nolo nyiriri olwokutano.
Revelations 4:5.
Nekuntebe ngakuvako okumyansa namaloboozi nokubwatuka. Netabazo musanvu ezo muliro ngazaka mu maso gentebe jemyo yo musanvu ejja katonda
no moyo mtu kuva musinganawo
even though spirit find him
au nyini munimi ezo muliro
there in the tongues of fire
ugambi busuko otandikira musano omunji
tell you begin in the match light
enkururuzo musana
in the rays of light
nogena mu mpaje ezo musana
the pillars of light
no singane nimi ezo muliro
you find tongues of fire
no singane mpaje ezo muliro
you find pillars of fire
no ingire kizikiza
and you enter in darkness
ikizikiza ngana yochifana na ngomo sana nikikuweonyesha
like light
otukao noga tulagawa
reach there ask where we going
ogambo fufu tukamogeno laba atabi wasokedde mu byolinga
azem to see what you began from you
enkulure ndalezo musana
other rays of light
tukanoga na ingo manyi ebanga lyo maze
you know the time you've spent there
oli mu yako mutwaro nga gumu
you were in like 10,000 years
watambule iyo
moving there
yes you was
praise Jesus.
In
all I want to tell you this. Although you've heard him in everlasting. Beyond above the heavens.
It does not
spice in the
heavens.
But if you come sin within you. It's what causes you to be despised. Why we've gotten above the heavens though we were there.
And
I request you hear all of these verses. In Job 36:5-7. He says like this.
Yobu esura esatumo mukaga nolo nyiriri olokutano.
Job 36 on the verse 5.
Laba, katonda wa amanyi, suta nyoma muntu yenna. Wa amanyi mubuyinzo wokutegera. Olunyiriri olomukaga. Takuma bulamu bwababi. Na yaba wa ababonyabonyezebwa ebyabwe. Olunyiriri olomusanvu. Tajja masoge kubatuukirivu. Na ya wali bakabaka. Kuntebe jabateke mirembe jona nebagulumizibwa.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Omuri denga mukuru okukamala.
What is that mighty?
Naita nyoma muntu
ye. Never despise any pastor.
Wabula kastorengerwa mu HB.
If they see sin within you.
Watandikira kunyoma nokubalira kugena ne nyanja
yomuntu. Despise you count you on hell and lake of fire.
Atolina makuru olikasasi.
Have no use your rubbish.
Era nakuwe chintu chimu.
Give you one thing.
Tuwe ne nyode mu ofuko wo muendo jali.
Get to be valuable before him.
Naita tunyomanga.
But never despise you.
Wabula fetu atan ko bunyomi
as we began to despise
na ina aga kali
and he say now
ninda basa surange bikora bya
pay you as your works are
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So amalirizanga kugamba mu Zaburi ya 138.
Tell you in Psalms
138.
4 to 8.
Katusome tuulire.
Zaburi esura 138 n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Psalms 138 from verse 4.
Bakabaka bonna ab'ensi bali kwebaza ayi Mukama kubanga bawulidde ebigambo ebyakamwako.
They heard them. And to reach all nations,
based
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa,
and the God's
final work on the planet Earth,
in
the anointing of double portion.
And you
still get explained the spirit of the Lord, how he works in double portion, as the word of God is,
after
seeing how it works in single portion.
Double
portion took us above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Where we've understood even the everlasting.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's finish in the Psalms.
Zaburi esura y'ekikumi n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Psalms 138 in the verse 5.
Weewaawo baliyimba ku makubo ga Mukama, kubanga ekitiibwa kya Mukama kingi. Olunyo olw'omukaaga. Kuba Mukama newankubadde nga ye mukulu, naye nalowooza abeetowaza, naye abamalala abamanya ng'ayima wala.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Kale kwega mukuru nga bw'omuwulidde.
Now his might is we heard him.
Tanyoma abatuukirivu era abalowooza
nnyo. Despite his brightness he speaks much of them.
Naye abamalala yasalawo ababeere wala.
But decided to be far from the pride.
That's
why he created heaven and earth which are. And he shifted us from above the heaven where we were before.
Now,
in the other time of tomorrow, we want to see how we were above the heavens initially.
And
reasons why we got in from there. We shall see how we are above the heavens and how we are we began to be in place in existing above the heavens. Then we see the reason why we got in from there.
And
they create heaven and earth which are.
May
God bless you. Thank you for coming.